How many of you people of God, remember this priest was a man of God. That Levite was a man of God. They were both people of God. They saw a fellow Jew stripped and beaten half to death and left him there to die. He was half dead when the robbers went away. How much longer would he needed to have lay there before he did die? They left him there. How many of you black Christians genuinely see Hispanic Christians as your neighbor? How many of you see Hispanics as your neighbor, whether you know they're Christian or not? How many of you Asian Christians see Hispanics and blacks as your neighbor? Just because they're human, but especially when you know they too name the name of Christ. They too say, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. How many of you white Christians see people as your neighbor? Especially when you know that they say they are also members of the household of faith. And you truly see them as your neighbor. How many of you saints of God, regardless of your ethnicity, whatever your ethnicity is, whatever your age is, whatever your gender is, whatever your nationality is, see people as those who have value simply because they're human? How many of you especially see members of the household of faith as your neighbor, and it doesn't matter to you what their ethnicity is? It doesn't matter to you how light or how dark their skin complexion is. It doesn't matter to you whether they have very, very long straight hair or an afro, curly hair or wavy hair, brown hair, black hair, blonde hair. It doesn't matter to you. It doesn't matter to Christ. It doesn't matter to our Father. Does it matter to you? It is so good that this Samaritan, the Lord Jesus, let us know this Samaritan went over to the man, looked at him, and took pity on him. He didn't just have a feeling, though, of compassion. He allowed his compassion to move him to do something for the man. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. He didn't let this man's scary physical appearance, having been stripped and beaten half to death, frighten him off. Instead of seeing a threatening lump of clay, he saw a man who needed help, and he bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. He didn't leave him there after having poured on the oil and the wine. He put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. He spent some time and energy looking after this stranger's needs. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper, and said to the innkeeper, look after him. And when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. We have so many churchgoers, so many people who say they're imitating Christ, who make it a point to either dismiss the fact that there are many politicians on the local, state, and national level who look for ways to withdraw monies or withhold monies from school districts where the money is most needed, and to shift that money, the lion's share of the money, to those school districts where the need isn't nearly as great. And even worse, there are those who imitate Christ and look for politicians who will shift that money where it's least needed, the lion's share where it is needed least. This man came out of his own pocket to take care of this stranger. Look after him, he said to the innkeeper, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. And notice now, by having mercy on the man who had been beaten, robbed, and stripped, the Samaritan did something for the man. He felt pity, he felt compassion, and then moved into action to take care of the need. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to go and do likewise?